calling to the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to iPrimers, your NBN experts. Call 131 101.
Enda Brady from Sky News UK, a man who has fond memories of the 80s. Enda, a menace of the moped criminals. Actually, this does sound like something from, well before the 80s, moped criminals.
Yeah, this is a very serious problem now in this country, and particularly in this city. Mobile phones are valuable commodities, and it's quite obvious that there are organised gangs of teenage criminals zipping around the city on their mopeds, snatching them. Even if they're locked, the battery's worth money and there's lithium in there. So they're making cash out of these. 16,000 crimes reported last year to police where the suspect left the scene on a moped. And we've seen some of the CCTV images the police have put out today in London. People driving up on pavements. You know, for example, you know, a tourist lost, looking on Google Maps, trying to find where they're going. Bang, in a second, the phone is gone and the criminals are away 200 metres down the street on a moped. So it's fascinating. It's a growing problem. And as I say, Ben, 16,000 offences committed in the past 12 months where the suspects fled the scene on mopeds.
Jeez, that is huge. That is huge. Now, this is something to make us feel just a little bit minuscule, really, when we're looking at our pay packets each week, because Paris has a brand new soccer star and he is on plenty.
He is going to be picking up. This is Neymar of Brazil. He has left Barcelona. He will be unveiled this weekend by Paris Saint-Germain. They're the big team in Paris. They're not. They're not even the French champions at the moment. He's going to be picking up, wait till you hear this, after tax, $1 million Australian dollars per week, every week for the next 5 years for kicking a soccer ball around. Transfer fee in the region of $400 million Australian. And this weekend, Paris Saint-Germain will unveil their new superstar. Last night, overnight, tourists were watching the Eiffel Tower. Obviously, it gets its photograph taken every second of the day and night by someone. They lit it up in the colours of the Brazilian flag. Neymar is coming to Paris and saying goodbye to Leo Messi. And Ben, just on the topic of the 80s, in Ireland in the 80s on a Saturday, we used to get AFL beamed into our living rooms and we'd watch it and then we'd go out into the garden and we'd knock lumps out of each other, making our mark. And we would pick a team and I was always Collingwood for some reason. Don't hold that against me.
Oh, I'm holding that against you big time. Really? Why? Why were you Collingwood? Did you have much say?
It worked in it. Just my, each of the boys, we picked the club and we just liked the colours and we went for it. And then we didn't actually have an AFL ball. We used a rugby ball. And we just saw it as this kind of exciting sport from the other side of the world that was extremely physical.
Yeah.
And my dad used to say, go burn off some energy. It's AFL time. And he'd kick us out in the backyard.
That's outstanding. Were you a particular player? I mean, was there a bit of Lee Matthews in your game, or
no? It was
Robert Dipper Domenico.
Really, being Irish, it was all about Jim Steins.
Of course,
when he got going, and he just was inspirational. And it was just a fresh sport. It looked so energetic, and the guys were so kind of macho and physical, and there was an intelligence to it. And as kids, we just...
Hang on, an intelligence to it. We're talking about Warwick Kappa playing in the 80s. Hey? It's not that. Come on. Oh, and all of a sudden, I have pictures of you with a mullet and tight red shorts. Terrible stuff.
Do you know what? I had a lot of bruises and never really got any good at it, I have to say. I tell you what, Ben, there's a lot of young Irish kids now. AFL is the dream. All the Gaelic footballers now, you know, you play a couple of seasons in Ireland, you get on TV and you get yourself an agent and you get talking to someone in Australia. And there's so much talent there to be tapped. It's ridiculous.
Outstanding stuff. Enda, you are a wealth of knowledge. You have a good weekend, mate. Chat again Monday. Enda Brady, Sky News UK.